How's your life treating you?
Pretty good. How's your life?
It's falling into pieces. Good old... No, my life is doing all
right. Well, that's more exciting than my life being pretty good.
Let me tell you guys about the recession.
Oh, man.
Oh, I've just been listening to a ton of This American Life, and that's what I've been doing.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I listened to one the other week, but I can't remember.
The retraction one? The retraction one where they...
It was about two ladies that were swapped at birth.
Oh, I'm halfway through listening to that one.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Pretty weird.
Have you gone to the part where the bus explodes? Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. Because they went below 60 miles per hour.
Yeah.
Oh, hell. I listened to the retractions one where they had the guy who had the one-man show about Apple, like, 2 weeks or 3 weeks before that. And his one-man show basically, like, slogged Apple and, like, all the factories they use and stuff like that. And then I guess they looked into it further and they found out that a bunch of the stuff that he said was made up or, like, he didn't experience
firsthand.
Oh, yeah,
I did listen to that one. But he talked about, like, getting led around China and he had an interpreter or whatever and he had some pose as some sort of big buyer. Is that the one?
Yeah, that was the one. And then they found out who the interpreter was and she just sold him out big time.
Huh, interesting.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Because I guess it's journalism. Like, on that show, it's journalism, technically. And then, like, the one-man show he's doing, it's for, like, entertainment also.
Yeah, because that was produced by, like, himself, I guess.
It
wasn't, like, This American Life thing. They kind of got that from somewhere else, I guess. Mm-hmm.
Just like when you listen to Inside Out Radio, everything we say is true. It's journalism.
Yeah, it's what do you call it? First-hand knowledge or something?
First-hand accounts.
Like, what do you call it when you read something in a newspaper and then, like, write that, put that in your essay?
I think it's called second-hand accounts. Cool. There's also omnipotent.
Oh yeah, that's another one.
Yeah, that's when you're God.
It's like bird's eye view. Or God. Yeah. So where are you a foil character? Are you I don't know.
I don't know. Life is a highway, though. Stop. There's things happening this weekend.
Yes. Things happening this weekend.
There's the love dancing party on Friday at the Waldo.
The Waldo. Yeah.
I don't know.
Where is he? With Maximilian Dunbar. So that's gonna be cool.
Yeah, and then there's also a music waste party happening on Friday also. I think it's at the Biltmore. It's a fundraiser for music waste, which is always a fun few days in the city.
It really puts the fun in fundraiser.
I quit. Woo! I know a good story about a horse. Okay, where's this? Where's this music?
Horse walks into a bar.
The bartender says, "Why the long face?"
No, the bartender says, "You're a very large animal. You can't hold any of the glassware because you have hooves. If you, like, make any sudden movements, you could hurt someone pretty badly. So you should probably just go."
I think SoCan's shutting us down right now.
Yeah.
We're done.
We're done, mate.
Okay, I'm gonna play some music. What a start, eh?
Yeah. I think we're pretty good. We're loosening up.
Yeah. You just wait till we come back at the half. We're gonna have jokes on jokes on jokes.
Yeah, put some jokes in your jokes so you can have some jokes.
While you joke.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, bye. I'm gonna play some bleepity bloop music.
Cool, man.
Yeah, it's gonna be nice.
Bye.
Bye.
What is it you think about? What do you want to take tonight? Where do you want to go tonight? How do you feel?
I was walking all Seen in my life. I don't know how it happened. I don't even remember walking to her. The next thing I know, I was kissing her, like really deep. We were playing tongue hockey. It was beautiful. My girlfriend was nowhere around. I didn't even care. It was the most beautiful experience of my life. And I never saw that girl again. And I never took a mushroom again.
Big Dan. I knew I had a problem, but I didn't know what to do about it.
I tried counting calories, I took pills, eating and eating, and then more eating.
I really wanted to stop, but nothing could make me stop.
At one point, it was so bad that I just felt like giving up.
I felt so alone.
Like nobody else could possibly understand.
We understand. We're Overeaters Anonymous, and we have helped thousands of people just like you. People who want to stop their compulsive eating and start living a healthy, rewarding life.
Overeaters Anonymous, help me get my life back.
Now I eat in a way that's healthy and good for me.
I never realized what I was missing out on.
With OA, I am living again and loving it.
Start living the life you deserve with help from Overeaters Anonymous. Find us on the web at OA.org.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance. Get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's nonprofit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
And we're bike. We're back. Wow, what language is that?
We're back. Back once again.
Yeah.
That was me. You heard the last half playing.
That was a real blast from the past.
That's what I was going for.
Yeah.
Just playing a bunch of music that I haven't heard in 3 years.
Cool.
Yeah.
So I'm going to play a bunch of music that you might not have heard. I'm going to play some records that I got.
I like this. What is this?
This is the Gen side from the Gen and Ed release on Underground Quality. I think Jen's his wife. And this side is got this tribal coolness.
It has a really good vibe to it.
Yeah, it's dope.
Cool.
And then I'm going to play some Dacula and Jerry Reed and the new release on Left Blank and a bunch of other stuff. So, yeah.
Well, have a good time.
Okay.
All right. That was Inside Out Radio for this week. Logan.
Ooh.
I did.